Once upon a tangent.
I'm just singing the theme that we've just come out of.
Finally, I don't get to speak first. I always say something.
Yeah, but you said you always wanted to go first.
Oh, no. That was early days. Now I'm a professional.
Well, breaking the theme with everything. You said with your story Ted, you didn't quite have it folded in the way that you wanted.
Yeah, do you like the way I paginated? So it looks like it's a little handheld booklet, but now it's just like a regular A4 essay.
Gee.
Less fun. But it's okay.
Hope it's not the start of a downward spiral.
It could be. Actually, have you hit a writer's block at any time in the last few weeks?
Yeah. The best part of every second week, we would be writing a story. So you'll do one, then I'll do one. Welcome to Once Upon a Tangent, by the way.
Oh, wait, we should probably welcome the listener who's tuned into our conversation.
That's right.
Listener, how are you?
But you sort of know what we're about. You read the blurb. So what we're talking about are the two ad writers.
Yep.
We do that sort of work during the day, and then when we have a bit of spare time, a spare few days, we do a children's story. So when you're talking about writer's block, I'm like, every second week we're doing our normal work, then doing a children's book. I don't know too many actual legit authors that would be doing that.
Who are you?
Look, you're not doing that as an author?
No, normally writing is the hobby you escape to, not you do for a day-to-day, and then you also do for a hobby.
For two-fifths of nothing.
Just
for love. It's a good outlet, don't get me wrong. But like you said, it's not our crust. So it is a bit of a challenge.
Which is an interesting phrase, because you've mentioned the crust before. Crust is the good stuff. It's what makes the money. But I want the white bread part in the middle.
The nice soft bit you can make a ball out of and maybe put some Nutella in it.
If that's the crust, I don't want to know about it.
But. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But have you found there's a little bit of a...
Yeah, I have. But I've been told before, and I believe it, there is no such thing as writer's block. There's always something you can write about. You just got to push through, write one or two sentences, and just make yourself write. And that's what happened today. That's a bit of background ahead of time. I went, I'll just write a few lines and just see what happens. And I chained together enough paragraphs. I went, that's a word count.
Wow. So romantic.
Doesn't sound
so do stick around for the chained together paragraphs of Ted.
I could have phrased that a bit better. But I have done stories before where I was like, oh, I can't wait to show Dan Craig. I'm really excited. I put together a nice story. I thought, this one is a... Can you believe I don't even remember what it's about? So we'll find out when we talked about this beforehand.
We were thinking... We were talking about it openly, going, okay, we've done that story. You did the last one, and Ted's cutting them up for us. And we're like, well, what are we up to?
Yeah.
And seriously, a few days ago, we did a couple in here in the booth of Tangents, and you and I between us.
Gone.
Couldn't name them.
That's a sign of how busy, the workload is.
Man, as authors. I thought authors, being an author was just going to be chilled, relaxed,
leather
and big
chair
room.
And a nice library.
Yeah, pipe that I don't smoke, but it's just sitting there. Like,
fill it with nerds, you know. It's like a nerds dispenser.
I thought you meant like putting nerds, like IT nerds or something, in a wood chipper. And then
not Fargo.
Whoa.
sugar hits.
Whoa, some crazy tangents already. So, Ted, unleash this this beast of cobbled togetherness.
Okay, what was it? The chained paragraphs.
Yes.
Unchained medley. Well, what's that, guys? Joe Cocker, was it?
Unchained Melody was Melody. The Righteous Brothers.
Righteous Brothers, right, okay. So, it's an unchained...
Wow, it's up there with that.
Yeah. No, only that it's unchained. They're just chained together.
Oh, okay.
Loose
My
sentences.
Expectations are now high.
But I won't disappoint you with the opening line. I'm pretty sure my opening line is my favourite part of every story I've ever written. For you.
Okay.
Are you ready to hear the first line?
I'm ready as.
Let's do it. Porky Hectickson was a busy boy.
Yes. You have not disappointed.
Yeah.
Straight away, Dan Craig, don't bite on these first things that Ted always writes, because he's just a little bit of bait.
This game is getting too dangerous. I cannot do this. I cannot sustain this for much longer. The creativity is too high.
Well, it's Once Upon a Tangent, so it's not... People can't question our tangents when you throw something out there and I tangent straight away going, hang on. So who's this fella, Porky?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you have any... If I just said Porky Hectickson, what kind of image do you have in your mind?
You can't help but go the Porky Pig side of things, but I don't like going the easy route when it comes to something like that.
That's
so I'm
good.
Hoping it's not a pig.
No. It says he was a busy boy. So
Hectickson.
Hectickson.
I like that. Things are hectic.
What I thought was, busy. He's so busy, it's in his name. So how can I make a name with, instead of Busy Bee, and I don't want to make it about an animal. I wanted
Bissenden.
To make it, yeah.
I
so
like
Hectickson.
That. Hectickson. Cool, man.
From 5:01 a.m. when his alarm chimed, to the moment his head hit the pillow at night, Porky was go, go, go. I thought... I'm just laughing at my own image.
Oh, no, you're loving your own work. I'm like, hang on. That laugh will sound like it's spliced in because it's you talking normally. Then it's like, it's like, hang on, whoa, 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 what did I miss? It's people bad. Go back in it's the bad. Podcast and just...
You don't laugh at your own jokes and I just did it. I'm sorry.
No,
just,
that's cool.
So I got an image of Porky Go-Go going and I just thought it would be funny.
I got an image of the clock, 5:01. I like different alarm times.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. No, it wouldn't actually be interesting, but it's a tangent. Checking when people put their alarms. Do you feel compelled that... Okay, you get up for the gym, you get up for a walk, whatever.
Yeah.
You have to do it in increments of five. No one says I'll get up at 5:38.
No, well, I wish I had my phone in the booth of tangents, but we've got a rule. You can't bring it in here anymore. And I have 5:17, legitimately. I'll show you after the episode. 5:17. I just go, that's a nice random number. Cool. And when it rings...
Well, mine is technically the shortest theory in the history of the world.
Well, there we go. I bursted. Mythbuster.
That and Porky Hecknickson have just really blown it out of the water. Oh, let's hear from anyone else. That'd be a nice talk topic on the Facebook
page. Jump on, please. Join us there. It's a lovely community.
Oh.
His list of chores was longer than even his parents, one of whom was a Chief Justice in the Supreme Court.
His parents were long, or they had a long list of chores?
Yeah, his list of chores was longer than even his parents. Apostrophe.
Oh.
Yeah.
And sorry, what was their job?
One of whom was a Chief Justice in the Supreme Court.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a busy
family's
person.
Family's flying. You like rich families in your story.
I do. And it's strange. I think I've done it again.
Affluent.
Have I written a story about a poor person yet?
No. You haven't made time
maybe
for
it's
the
just
poor.
Like writing.
I have.
Know, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
It's like the opposite.
You've gone into different worlds.
Wonder if we're inadvertently yin and yanging stories.
Yeah.
Because you'll write one and go, okay, well, this could be an up-and-coming, like a little bit of a struggler. Yeah. And you're just doing the affluent ones.
What if this booth of tangents, you know, you've heard of the phrase the echo chamber, like social media is an echo chamber because people gather with people who share the same thoughts.
Yep.
Maybe because the stories are bouncing around here. Because I've noticed in my own writing, I have this similar theme in almost all of my stories.
Ah.
I've noticed a couple of consistent themes in yours too, where something's like that and the colour's gone and then the colour's back. Like it's just the way we're bouncing around the ideas. If these
well,
walls...
again, I'm going to say any other authors, we're authors.
Yeah,
any other authors out there, give us a yell. Give us some legit feedback about this.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Wow, that'd be... Wow, cool, man. Keep going.
So let me tell you a bit more about the busy chores of Porky. Porky started the day with yoga. Then moved on to deep breathing and meditation.
Wow.
He then fed...
spare time at 5:01.
Yeah, well, that's why he starts at 5:01. He's got to get cracking. He then fed his hamster, Madman, and his turtle, Shelley Duval, and then took his dog, Cruiser, for a brisk walk.
Cruiser seems like a legit dog name, but the others
I gave
really
up.
Quite creative.
I gave up on the dog because did you like the hamster, John Hamm from Mad Men? And Shelley Duval, she was... good actress.
Yeah.
She was in
Something
The Shining.
Like that.
I don't know if she was in The Shining.
But I like that. Yeah. And then Cruiser. I thought it was Cruiser. There's a second part to the name.
The dog.
Oh, the dog.
Yeah. It's just a plain dog.
Cruiser the dog. Who's a cat? What? Yeah.
Whoa.
And you walked your cat.
The cat's full name is Cruiser the dog. Cruiser the dog. Junior. The second.
People that walk their cats just got a bad image. Have you seen people walking cats?
Strange.
Uncalled for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless they're not letting them out of their house normally, then walk them because cats kill stuff.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you got to keep them on the lead.
So no disrespect. Any catwalkers here?
You said it, and then you quickly retracted. Reel that one back in, just in case we have a catwalker in our office who is now no longer a subscriber.
Yes, we've lost one.
You should subscribe as well if you're a listener.
Yeah.
Don't
rate our stuff.
Subscribe. So then, you know, puts my kids through college. It doesn't.
Tell friends.
When he came home from the dog walk, he took a quick dip in the family's half Olympic size pool.
Oh, have a listen to this lot.
Churning out at least 16 laps. With a warm bathrobe on.
Warm? Oh, they've got some sort of heated tower rack.
Heated tower rack, yeah. Do. He'd then make a power juice in his power shrapnel. Which
cool. Hang on, I pity the person using the mic after me. What is a power shrapnel?
Do you know another famous brand that's sort of related to...
That was my first guess, but I was already laughing so
hard. I don't
want
to use trademark images, and they're not sponsors yet. When they do, I'm happily going to mention their name.
Yeah.
Using his power shrapnel. And look, I've even... Together, one word. Capital P, capital S.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, I see what you've done there. I like that.
And then he'd cook a healthy breakfast and catch up on the morning news. These are the things that get Porky going in the day. He's like an old man at heart, I think.
And you're building the character.
Yes.
Now I know. This guy's got a full morning, but very productive morning.
Yes. He doesn't waste time. He gets right into that. He's got a list. He then ran to take a quick shower. and it never ran longer than 2.5 minutes because he was very water conscious. Message for the kids.
Right.
Remind them, hey, 2.5 minutes, what are you doing after that?
Yeah, that's true. I like that.
I'm a bit longer than that, but that's okay. I got more surface area. An image.
Maybe you've got to do more laps. Maybe you've got to get some sort of 16
a day.
Olympic
that's
pool.
Why I can get 2.5. Once dried, he'd throw on a T-shirt and track pants and go to the writing nook in the family's library. There he would journal his hopes for the day, write something down that he was grateful for, and then for chickens and giggles, he'd write something fun, like a song, a poem, or even a children's story.
By then, a week had passed.
A children's story.
This is you.
No. But we talked about it at the start in the intro. It's been a very busy couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe a part of that's creeping into my hecticson. Did you like my little line, chickens and giggles?
Yeah.
Like fake swear. Because you let that one go, and I thought, I just was hoping you'd approve
that go,
of it. But
I let that go because one of my favourite sayings is S's and giggles. Yeah. And I'm like, I see what he's
giggles.
Done there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, chicks and giggles.
So I tried I'm going to write one day a story that's made for children that's all fake swears. No, I won't do that.
Won't ruin the surprise. Look out for that one.
Once he was done in the library, it was on to phase two. He would put on the crisp white school shirt that he ironed the night before.
Of course.
The fresh blue trousers, tie and blazer, then made his way downstairs.
Seems like the sort of guy that would use the word trousers quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. He has pleats. He has many pleats.
Punts.
This was always the saddest part for poor old Porky.
Putting on pants?
No, making his way downstairs.
Oh. Why? Because that was real life and he couldn't write his stories and go for swims
it's
upstairs.
Like, now I can do my recreations. My recreations. It's because he couldn't say goodbye to his brother, because he was at boarding school. He couldn't say goodbye to his younger sister, because she was busy training for the gymnastics Olympic team.
Of course.
Of course. His mother was already at the courthouse, probably dusting off the wig for another long day. And his father, well, it was Wednesday, so he was sailing his yacht.
Oh,
the affluence is
this
coming.
This is just really...
The affluence is like sewerage.
Rubbing it into the rest of us that don't have a pool, a nook.
Library.
I don't think I've even got a nook.
Do you have even a warm bath rail? I'll say that again. Do you even have a warm bath rail? I can't even say it. Do you even have
It's too much of a rich man's term.
Yeah, do you have the thing that warms up your bathrobe? I don't even have a bathrobe.
No.
I'm a schmuck who wraps a towel.
Yeah, oh man, I'd be lucky enough to afford a towel.
And even then that's right.
I just air dry.
Just air dry.
That's why I have to start at 5:01.
At the very least, go to IKEA, get one of those floor mats that look like a towel. They're half the price of a regular towel. IKEA hack.
roll around on the mat so it doubles. Get out
that's
of it.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a broken family, but a family that's not really together.
Together. You know, back to my old ploy of getting a pretty rich moral in there, decent whack coming. You can see it. It's not a mystery. But let's follow the journey. Why not?
I hope he goes off the rails properly.
Look how much time. There's not much in the way of words here to get him off rails. He patted his dog, kissed his hamster on the head, waved goodbye to the team of maids, and made his way to the Range Rover.
What?
See, I'm just getting richness in every sentence.
Wow. I would love him to mix that up one day, and if Porky goes off the rails, kisses the maids,
yeah,
maybe a little bit of a cheeky kiss, maybe a little bit of a whisper.
Yeah, pats the Range Rover.
Yes, and rides the hamster.
And rides the hamster to...
Oh, sweet.
He could just sweep. Yes, he's bored. He needs an outlet.
James Dean's one day just goes...
Over the thing.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
Escaping.
So into the Range Rover. Who's driving that?
Well, did I mention his name? I wonder if I did. When he opened the door, he got startled and dropped his bag.
Full of money.
His whole family was there.
Whoa.
Mum, Dad, brother Peterson, and his sister, Kermody. I think I actually...
No, you know.
What?
It's time for the Room of Mirrors.
Okay.
Kermody.
Kermody. I have a story. Did I mention I wrote this on a bus? I don't know if I mentioned it on the air. I wrote all of this.
Commode Street in...
Exactly. Where is Commode Street? Because I
North
literally
Adelaide.
Went, yeah, North Adelaide. And I went straight past it and I was like, I'm putting a Y on that.
Kermody. Okay.
Right next to the Cathedral Hotel.
Yes.
Hello to our friends at the Cathedral Hotel. I'd love a free beer there sometime.
there's a creative process. Interesting.
Yes. Tangent. So I just went, what's a rich man's name? Probably Peterson. Sounds like a rich Peterson. Second or something. Kermody sounds like something only a rich family would deign to name their child.
Yeah.
They can get away with it. Like, no one's going to judge.
Can now. It's your story, man. Yeah. You can do what you want.
Aren't those names just set up for success, too? If you name a kid something like Alistair or even William or, you know.
You're definitely getting out of a Range Rover at some point if they are your names.
Yes.
Yep.
He didn't know what to say. He actually rubbed his eyes. Normally, only the driver sat in there. And I didn't bother to give him a name.
Interesting. Your name sort of guy.
Yeah, I thought, too many names in one sentence. Kermody, Peterson. Now I'm going to add Wilson in there or something like that.
List of credits is massive.
His dad spoke. Porky, we're sorry. We've made life so busy, we have spent no time together.
But it's in their family name.
It is.
They have to be busy.
I didn't even think of it. Yeah, his surname is their surname.
That could have been the end. Porky, we've made life hard for you. We've been so busy. Hence our name, the end.
And that concludes another episode of The Hecticsons. Next on Channel 11.
It'll just be a fun theme.
Yeah, The Hecticsons.
The Hecticsons, love it. What's Dad going to do to make this up? Give Porky one of the regal names that the rest of the family has?
Yeah. Why'd you get Porky? I actually thought later, I was like, I shouldn't have gone down the path of Porky, but it's too late now. Maybe Porky's like a fun nickname.
Cool.
Maybe he's and it's the opposite of being fat. It's like the ironic one, like calling big jail guy tiny.
Oh,
like
that.
He's actually probably normal and fit, but they call
him
Porky.
So his real name's like Prendleton or something.
Oh, yeah. Prendleton. I hope Prendleton makes it into the title of this book because I haven't got a title yet. Then his mum spoke. That's right. So we are all taking time off. All of us are taking a holiday so we can spend time together.
She's wagging court.
Yeah. She must have taken some leave. Gone. What kind of leave arrangements do we have for a Supreme Court judge?
Just walk into the lunchroom at the court to go, guys, not feeling it this week. I'm going to take tomorrow through Friday off.
Yeah.
And another judge goes, just give us your case notes. What?
Oh, I can't do the handover. Yeah.
Oh. Right, we don't do annual leave as judges.
Can you imagine judges in like just a general break room conversation? Like in our workplace, nice conversation. What'd you do? What'd you get up to? The footy,
Your weekend? I got really loose, yeah.
These guys, where do they even sit? What does their staff meeting look like? Okay, I call this meeting to order. What a pun. Knock, knock, knock.
This guy,
busting out the judge pun.
Yeah, well, what'd you do on the weekend? Oh, a bit of DIY with the hammer.
Oh, yes, there it is.
And that would be the extent of it, I reckon.
How much do you bench? Get it?
Oh,
the bench.
Nice.
The gym talk. There's so many puns in the circuit.
Yes.
Circuit training. What about when they do their end of year Christmas? Do you reckon they do a wine tour, get on a bus, minibus, or is that beneath them?
I reckon it would be one of their limos or helicopter.
To one of their own vineyards that they
absolutely
own. Yeah.
Do judges take time off over summer?
That raises a great question about how his mother can even get
time off.
Story's
gone deep just from mum rocking up in this story.
This is a rich vein of tangents that we have unlocked that we don't know how to get back up the river.
Gee, any judges out there, no doubt the way you feel your time is listened to Once Upon a Tangent.
Yeah.
Give us a yell, Facebook page.
Now, that's the next question. Could you imagine a judge listening to Once Upon a Tangent, available now at iTunes thanks to Ozcast? I don't even know. Could they?
I don't know if they could handle it.
I'd love to see one.
Yeah.
Then his older brother put his hand out. Don't just stand there like a stunned cutlet. Jump in, Porky.
Oh, cutlet.
Get it, Porky, cutlet.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you've done there. Actually be a pig.
And he did. And they had the most relaxing 7-month holiday. What? I expect they have a lot of money.
7-month holiday.
Yeah. They don't do things by halves, the Hecticsons.
I wouldn't even come back. 7 months, that's taking proverbial.
And on that trip, they all learned that there is time for the important things.
Like holidays that are over half a year long.
Look how I finished it. I obviously didn't finish this sentence. Family and high stakes, not even a full stop. I'm just going to read it as is.
Okay, yeah, for the listeners, I will not interrupt. Finish that story as is.
Wow, that doesn't make sense.
No, finish that.
Ted Brown, what were you thinking? And they had the most relaxing 7-month holiday. And in that time, they all learned that there is time for the important things. Family and high stakes. The end. Family and high stakes.
Oh, man, that had everything.
Good, I'm going to leave it there because I don't think that moral needed any further,
Do you think... I think And I hope we have, by the time this is put up for the rest of the world, that we have kept the intro of saying we're busy and now it's hard to keep writing stories.
It really is.
So much so that you legitimately didn't even finish it.
Isn't that the you saw it in text. That's how you hit a wall, my friend. That's a crash test dummy.
People that say there's no such thing as a writing block, come and have a look at what's happened there.
I mean, high stakes, finish this later probably. And just left it there and like, yep, all good. Done, Craig, ready to roll. That story feels complete.
Oh, wow.
So that's the story of the Hecticsons. The moral's pretty pretty blunt, straightforward.
Well, it's once upon a tangent. I think the tangents were fairly healthy there.
That's what you want, you know.
7-month holiday, you really rubbed in that richness.
I thought, where could they go in 7 months? Probably around the world, but if you're taking a yacht at some point, it takes time.
They're going to come back to no jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
A judge comes back, la, 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 just relax. Doing that sort of whistle, judges are like, nah.
That's the other thing I was thinking about, like judges on maternity leave. You can't just call up another just random judge. You can't just go, I mean, there's a shortage of judges.
Put that on, seek.com.
Yeah, can maternity we just get a mat leave, judge, please? Yeah, no worries. May do occasional admin work, you know, hours flexible.
Yeah, it needs to multitask. Yeah. Other judge might come back part-time, who knows? Whatever. Yeah, man.
It's just like an interesting career. But
that is ironic, the Hecticsons, and you were so hectic you did not finish that story.
It's art imitating life in this case.
It's sort of cool. So dare I ask a name?
No, I don't have a name, but it could just be the Hecticsons, or it could be No Time to Scratch Oneself. I don't know.
Yeah. Or if it's like then the hectic
-.
Just didn't want to finish it.
The heck, H-E-C.
What the Hecticsons?
Yeah. What the Hecticsons?
What the Hecticsons?
What the Hecticsons?
Question mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Grammatically incorrect, but that's something I do use.
Yeah, it is grammatically incorrect unless you finish with a question mark. Did you know that?
No, so you can have exclamation mark then question.
Question mark must come after the exclamation, not the other way around.
Oh, so because you're all saying it like that, it can
question
be...
Question mark and it's after the exclamation, but you can't... I don't know why. I might be wrong, but I'm going to go check.
Let's do that. What the Hecticsons?
With one of those alternations until we figure it out. Let's go.
Well, took an interesting path.
Now I need to go and have some electrolytes. I'm going to take a rest. Next time, it's your turn.
Once Upon a Tangent, a part of the Ozcast Network.